Have you ever asked yourself if the modern state of Israel still has a place in God's purposes today? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series with Reverend Don James, National Director of Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel, past, present, and future, and why it matters for Christians today. So let's get started. Here's Don.
Welcome, friends, to Israel Matters. I'm Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace Canada. Last week, I described how personally I had a very consequential shift in what I believed about Israel, from thinking that she was rejected by God to being very much relevant in His present and future purposes. This shift happened simply as the Holy Spirit highlighted Romans chapter 11 to my mind and spirit about 30 years ago. Since then, I've been discovering what it means for a Gentile believer in Jesus to be grafted into the olive tree of Israel, not to become Jewish, but to be nourished by the root of the olive tree. More about that in future weeks, but today I want to look at the promises and covenants that God made with Israel and which are still valid and active. These covenants were made and renewed with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they are very conveniently summarized in Psalm 105. Let's read verses 7 to 11 of Psalm 105. He remembers His covenant forever, the word that He commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that He made with Abraham, His sworn promise to Isaac, which He confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, "To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance." In this psalm we hear the words forever, for 1,000 generations, and everlasting. Sounds pretty permanent. And we also see that the covenant involves the provision of a land, the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. We'll come back to the land in future teachings. This question of the place of Israel in the purposes of God is not just a theoretical one or a theological one. As we look around us, the nation of Israel and the entire Jewish people are experiencing levels of hostility, violence, and hatred that is staggering to them. Older Jewish people are frequently heard making comparisons between today and the 1930s, when hatred for the Jewish people of Europe became the driving force of Hitler's Third Reich. Most Christians today lament the weak response of the church to the Holocaust. Is it possible that Israel and the Jewish people are hated not because they're evil or too rich or too powerful or because they're colonizers, but because they are God's chosen people, still in covenant with Him after 4,000 years of serving Him, albeit with a very mixed record? I believe that Christians today are being called by God to understand the times we are living in, including this tsunami of anti-Semitism, and respond as God would ask. Let's look at one more scripture about where Israel stands with God in the midst of its trial today. Jeremiah chapter 31. In verse 3, God says, "Behold, I have loved you with an everlasting love." He's speaking to Israel. Jeremiah then speaks of a joyous return of the Jews from exile to the land of Canaan. But listen to how the chapter ends. "Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, and the fixed order of the moon and the stars for light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord of hosts is His name. If this fixed order departs from before me, declares the Lord, then shall the offspring of Israel cease from being a nation before me forever." Has the fixed order of the universe departed from before God? No. And so God says, the offspring of Israel have not and will not cease from being a nation before me either. Israel still matters to God. To see how believers in Jesus are responding to this important reality, check out bridgesforpeace.com.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters with Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace. As we've heard today, God's purposes for Israel are far from complete, and they invite us to reflect on His faithfulness to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us again next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters in scripture, in history, and for believers today.